You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. It's good to hear.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, well.
What is happening in the Mind Trench? What have you been dredging up for us this week?
I've got a couple of stories, well, a couple of things to talk about. And the first one is a New Zealand International Space Station story.
Ooh.
A New Zealand-made clear plastic ruler was used on the International Space Station by astronaut Don Petit in a science experiment in 2012, and he recently uploaded it. He uploaded the video of the experiment on X or Twitter or whatever it's called now, anyway. And it was noticed by a lot of people, and questions have been asked, like, how did he get there? And why did it take so long? I mean, he did it in 2012. That's my question.
Is it a ruler, did you say?
It's a ruler, one of them plastic rulers.
How do we know it came from New Zealand?
Because it had made in New Zealand on it.
How exciting.
That's classic.
And my questions were asked, and apparently this is how it happened. Probably. In 2009, Don almost certainly bought the ruler in Christchurch as he prepared for a six-week expedition to look for meteorites in Antarctica.
Wow.
He's had a pretty good life when you think about it.
He really has.
And that was 3 years before his time on the International Space Station, and apparently you can take your own instruments up there with you.
So what, to space?
Into space.
Like, do you think,
I was going to say, do you think there's like a rule? Imagine if you brought a recorder into the International Space Station.
Would that work?
You'd get thrown out the hatch, wouldn't you? You know, there were a kazoo.
Could you play it inside your space suit? Outside the space station? Consider that.
Well, I was trying to imagine how that would work for a second, but you mean like have your arms inside the sleeves so that you're holding the recorder in there. Why would you do that to yourself?
For science.
For science. Sorry, Rob.
So what a fantastic... Apparently that is the first New Zealand thing.
A ruler.
A plastic ruler, which we probably... And to make that last for 3 years is pretty spectacular.
That is pretty spectacular.
No snaps. You
know. That's a bit of like, you know, if that brand is not using that on all of their packaging and advertising now, they're missing a trick.
But I don't know, he must be really slow at editing, that's all I can say.
Fair enough.
Right, now, this is my favourite story, Mystery Blob.
Yeah.
Or the pig butt worm. Oh. And its Latin name is Chytopterus Pugapocanus. That is
Excuse me. Straight up,
that's kosher, that's his name.
That's amazing. That's a fantastic, that sounds like a cartoon character.
They live in the Monterey Bay in California, and they're found at depths of 200 to 1,000 metres. And in 2001, eight of these hazelnut-sized blobs were found. Researchers didn't know what they was.
Hazelnut-sized blob.
I'm looking at it. It's actually macro. It's not a microorganism. You can see it with your eyes.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't like that. It's really yucky looking.
Let's have a look. What do we see?
Ooh. Right, they had no idea what they was like. First off, they thought they looked like oversized larva of a chiperidid, which I thought when I first saw it.
You thought the same thing.
They're like the bristlenose. But a bristlenose worm. But anyway, research zoologist at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History, Karen Osborne, was handed a jar that was labelled Mystery Blob. This is all true. And asked if she could find out what it was. It's part of the chytopterid family, but unlike the rest of them, they float in the water column as they eat all the microscopic stuff floating about, and I'm sure microplastics as well.
Yeah, yum.
Their bodies create blue light and they produce a bioluminescent slime to deter predators.
So we've got glowing mystery blobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you say her name was Karen Osborne?
Yeah.
Oh, look, this image is credited to her. 2006. Yeah. Shout out.
It's Karen Osborne.
Now,
the reason they're named that is because the remote vehicle operators have to spend a lot of hours exploring the deep seas, and sometimes their conversations might get a little bit colourful.
Mm.
And apparently one of them saw one and he called it something else first.
Right.
So they changed it to pig butt as opposed to what he was going to call it.
If you Google it, and you have a look at it, you could probably like use your putrid imagination to kind of fill in the blanks there, I'd imagine.
But I thought, you know, I've read so much depressing, horrible stuff that needs to be talked about. But I thought this way, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about mystery blobs.
And rulers in space.
Plastic rulers.
Fantastic.
Plastic rulers in space.
What song is that?
I don't know, but it's beautiful.
It's like Pigs in Space from the Muppets.
Okay, yeah.
A classic reference. Truly, in this station, I think there's no higher concentration of like diehard Muppets fans than at 95 BFM. I feel
breakfast, perhaps.
Yeah, where did you bring us a poem today, Rob?
Nah,
you were trying.
I did try to write one about my experience last Friday, seeing Princess Chelsea, which I must say, by the way, was magnificent.
It was magnificent.
And I'm going to work on that one.
Rob made a beeline for me across the packed bar just to go, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
I'll tell you what, different class. I love that band.
It was bloody excellent. Sorry if you missed out on it. You've picked us an excellent tune this morning,
yes,
Rob.
I have.
What are we having?
I'd actually like to dedicate this to Rose and Phil, who I caught up with on Friday night. They like to dance to music we play on here.
Aww.
So this is 5446 was my number by Toots and the Maytals. Just wait for it
Did
to
you
drop.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I said, so, yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, so. Woo, yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said it, yeah.
What a good tune. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Good for the sunshine that we've got here streaming into the studio this morning. Cheers for bringing us some weird and wonderful goodness on the Mind Trench. See you next time.
Yep.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.